Union, yes! NAFTA, no! Union, yes!
It's Monday, June 23rd. We're in Beverly Hills, California, in front of the Hilton Hotel. Inside, President Clinton is attending a $1,500 a plate dinner. Outside, picketers are protesting Clinton's plan to expand the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, farther into Latin America. The streets are packed with rush hour commuters, some honk in solidarity. The only sign of Clinton's presence are Secret Service agents with automatic rifles on the roof of the hotel. Laura was on her way to work and saw the demonstration. She decided to participate.
Americans should be tough with NAFTA because NAFTA is taking away jobs from Americans and also they keep them under ridiculous minimum wage salary. NAFTA is making slaves. It's what NAFTA means. And what you guys want to go to rest of Latino America to make slaves there, you know? And all these companies go to the third world to make slaves. Pay 25 cents for an hour, and here it's the same. They keep you for $5 an hour, $4.25, whatever. And I think this is a ridiculous way to go. NAFTA is a diabolic feeling of ambitions of power and economical interests, you know? It tries to get away the economic and democracy autonomy of Latinos, and I hate it. I hate it. Okay? And we're going to start to move it, no matter what. I know, people say, you don't have power. How you know? How you know how much power we could have? We never know.
Until we try.
Yes. I think we should reunite it, because, you know, the problem is not only for Spanish. It's not only for blacks. It's not only for Asians. Well, Asians, you know. Well, anyway, the problem is for all the middle class and the poor Americans. The riches, I don't care about them. They got their business already.
Many members of Unite are here. Unite is a garment workers union organizing in Los Angeles. Factory workers have felt the negative impact of NAFTA. An organizer from Unite.
I think there's certainly an awareness of the dynamics. Certainly there's a far greater awareness than among, you know, middle class people here. I mean, because these people have lived this, you know, they know what it's like to be threatened with a factory closing if they demand a fair wage. You know, I mean, they experience that every day. So yeah, absolutely. You know, they actually have a far better understanding than probably 99% of the economists who are tenured in the major universities in this country.
Realidad, estamos unidos. ¿Qué dicen? Explíquenle.
A ver.
¿Estamos unidos o no?
Claro que sí estamos unidos. La prueba de ello es que estamos aquí.
They say they unite. We are united.
Estamos también apoyando a la clase trabajadora.
They support
la cual formamos parte también nosotros.
Clinton and other NAFTA supporters claim NAFTA has been good for the economy. This reflects the perspective of the small percentage of the population that currently controls most of the planet's wealth.
My name's Michael, and I'm with the Industrial Workers of the World, so that's a good enough reason to be here. Yeah, I guess you have to listen to the news really with a discriminating ear, because I guess there's two economies. There's an economy for wealthy stockholders, corporate CEOs, and then there's an economy for the rest of us. And that's really, I guess, indicative that there's two types of people in the world. It's not really black and white. It's not women and men. It's not gay and straight. It's not this and that or something else. You know, those are all important differences that people have. But there's two types of people. People who work for their living. That's most of us. And people who employ.
One of the results of NAFTA has been the increased militarization of Mexico.
You know, who knows now that there are, you know, special forces in Mexico, the United States. There are a tremendous amount of weapons, Black Hawk helicopters, radio control equipment, riot control gear being sold to the Mexican government. And why don't people know this? And I guess that's the real question of why isn't our media talking about that? This weekend in Detroit, there are thousands of people meeting it's June 20th, 21st, to protest Gannett Knightrider. And there's over 2,000 workers locked out from a newspaper struggle that's been going on for over a year. And the you know, big corporations have really picked you know, that newspaper fight to kind of try to kill off the labor movement. I think it's important that we look at the connections between war and the media and NAFTA. And I think it's important to tack the structure in which that dichotomy, people who employ for their living and people who work for their living, and news people too, that the people who do the news should own the news. And that if it's, and this goes for a lot of progressive left organizations, that the progressive left organizations are using employment, the structure of employment is immoral. And we're not really going to move forward when there's someone who has the power to hire and fire and ultimately has the say-so until we have a rank-and-file democracy in, you know, not just our workplaces, but in our unions as well. We're not going to see a movement forward. You know, right here, we're seeing the ultimate in terms of the power to hire and fire. Bill Clinton has the power to hire and fire states, hire and fire nations, whole peoples. You know, he's in there at a $1,500 plate dinner, and we're all out here sucking up carbon monoxide from the BMWs off to their places here in Beverly Hills.
Members of the Peace and Freedom Party also see the connection between the misery created by the effects of NAFTA and continued military spending in the United States. They are circulating a petition.
This is like a Peace and Freedom Party petition. I'm with the Peace and Freedom Party. My name is Frank Boeheim. I've been a longtime activist with them, and this is unofficial, and we're basically going to send it into President Clinton and saying we want our peace dividend now. We want to cut excess military spending, put more money into schools, healthcare, housing, clean environment, produce more jobs, you know, and we want to stop arms exports, and we want to convert the U.S. economy to a peace-based economy.
People today expressed concern about how international trade agreements such as NAFTA and GATT erode environmental protections.
My name is Woody Nance, and I'm with a group called Solidarity, and we're a group that do a lot of work around labor issues. The main thing is all these free trade agreements, including GATT, GATT, which is a more global thing, and NAFTA, all have loopholes. If you read all the fine print, the loopholes, are in favor of the big corporation. Also, the loopholes and the fine print allow them to not pay any. They can sort of disregard environmental regulations, and it's really in the long run helps the big corporations and does not. No matter what they tell you, it doesn't help raise the standards of living of poor people and working class people. And that's basically it in a nutshell.
Most coverage of NAFTA in the press claims it has been beneficial. However, certain people's views on that subject are never solicited. We asked.
What would you say to them if you had a chance to comment on the 6 o'clock news tonight about that?
About the
beneficial effects of NAFTA.
I would disagree that there. I would not say that it's beneficial. I'd say it's detrimental. I'd say that it goes against all anything really that is positive in society. Really, I mean, you know, the worker is not treated fair. It's treated fairly. He's not given a fair wage. He's not given a living wage where he can sustain, like I said, sustain himself, his family, and those in his community, because that's where his money also goes. So their community also stays impoverished. And if their community is impoverished and they're impoverished, I feel it's detrimental.
So what brought you out here today?
Oh, well, I think the corporations are ruling the globe, and it's time we turn it around and have the people rule the corporations instead.
Well, how do you think we can do that?
Well, people need to get active. I mean, you can't just sit home, watch TV, or listen to the radio and expect things to change. You have to get out there in the streets. You have to talk to your neighbors and your coworkers, and you have to decide that a few people really can make a change, which is true.
When you go around and talk to your neighbors and coworkers, do you find that they have much consciousness on this issue of NAFTA?
No, people accept it as a fait accompli, and they don't see it as sort of an organic process. They don't realize that it's constantly eroding our rights as workers and constantly eroding the environment of our globe that we have to live on. So I think that if people realize that it takes activity to counteract the negative influence of corporations, that maybe they'll take charge of their own lives. I mean, it's up to all of us to take charge of our own lives and to do it together. We're not just individuals, we're part of a society.
People in Latin America expect the expansion of NAFTA to have a negative impact. Maria is a Salvadoran immigrant.
El efecto son las privatizaciones.
She says the effects of the privatization.
Está privatizando los trabajos del gobierno.
They are privatizing government jobs, state jobs.
Y con eso va a empezar para también privatizar la educación y la salud.
And that will also lead to the privatization of health and education eventually.
Y eso eso se trata, de que va a quedar en la calle miles de gentes.
And consequently tens of thousands of people will end up homeless on the streets.
El NAFTA tiene que estar en contra de los trabajadores, porque es algo que es un proyecto mundial de los Estados Unidos.
And she said that NAFTA is basically a weapon against the working class all over the world. It's a weapon of U.S. imperialism all over the world.
Porque los trabajos son más mal pagados. Muy mal pagados.
To have a job right now, it's very, very bad. They pay the wage, slave wage, so to speak.
Es una gran explotación.
The big exploitation of the workers. That's what NAFTA brings.
Y es por eso que los trabajadores tienen que estar en contra del NAFTA.
And therefore the working class must be, should be against NAFTA.
Y lo que quieren los trabajadores son cambios sociales, pero cambios al sistema.
And what the working class wants are radical change in the system itself.
What is likely to happen if change does not occur? Laura.
That people, the monsters who love the power and control everything, you know what they're going to do? They destroy themselves too. They plan to go to the moon, and they don't take care of the air, the place where they belong. This is real amazing part. And we said we're civilized. The humans were not civilized. We were really civilized. We should don't have worms. We should don't fight each other. We should understand and live in peace. But this is not the way that we do, tragically. You guys want power. You're going to destroy the planet. That's what you're going to do.
This report was produced by Sean Ewald and Lynn Gary for the Direct Action Media Network and Radio Clandestina in Los Angeles.
Union, yes! NAFTA, no!